Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the red carpet at the BFI London Film Festival. Tonight we're here for the premiere of the film Earthquake Bird, and had the pleasure of speaking to the director, Wash Westmoreland.
So tell us about Earthquake Bird. What's a brief introduction to this film, and what motivated you to want to adapt Susanna Jones' novel?
Okay, Earthquake Bird is like a Tokyo noir. It's a crime story set in 1980s Japan about a young woman who is working as a translator, gets drawn into a love triangle and becomes a prime suspect in a horrific murder.
And, you know, why this story? Why did you think this was going to work so well on the big screen? It's kind of harking back maybe to kind of like a more old genre we're not used to seeing so much in contemporary film.
Well, it's trying to reinvent the genre of noir, seeing things from a female protagonist. Often it's, in noirs, it's a guy who has a complicated past and is a femme fatale. This is a woman who has a lot of stuff that's happened to her in the past, and she meets an homme fatale. She meets a man who's very alluring, but also potentially very dangerous. So it kind of reinvents noir in that way. For me, as soon as I started reading Susanna Jones' book, I was like, yeah, all the ingredients are here. The psychology, the kind of darkness, the kind of, you know, hard-boiled dialogue. So I just had a really good time working with Susanna and adapted it for the screen.
And what about Alicia Vikander? Like, she must right at the centre of your film. You know, what was it like working with her? She just seems to be right at the top of her game right now.
She is unbelievable. I mean, the lead actress required that the requirements were that the character played the cello and spoke Japanese. And I thought, who is around who could do that? And I thought, Alicia loves a challenge. And we'd met before, and we met up, and she loved the script. And I was like, are you up for learning Japanese? She goes, of course, it's the only way to do this. So she aced those challenges. She does a 3-minute monologue in Japanese. I've never seen anything like it. But also, every day on the set, so much that she brought to every scene, so much nuance, so much complexity. And she's just a bright light. She's a lovely person to be around. The crew loved her. Everybody loved her. It was great.
And a great supporting cast as well. And Naoki and Jack and Riley. So, you know, how did they all work together?
It was a great team. It really was. Riley and Alicia knew each other already and were friends. So they were really looking forward to this. Naoki was kind of a newcomer. He was someone we found by auditioning a lot of people in Japan. And he had the characteristics we wanted for Teiji. Like charisma, a certain darkness, a certain complicatedness. He brought all that. And as soon as I started rehearsing with him and Alicia, I was like, oh my God, the chemistry is absolutely there. This is going to work. And then Jack, of course, brought the final ingredient of a slightly tragic character of Bob trying to reinvent himself in Japan, which reflects Lucy's own ambitions to redefine her life and how hard it is to do that.
And what about having a film on Netflix? You know, like, how do you see the cinema landscape and, you know, having films on these sorts of platforms now?
I mean, the cinema landscape is obviously changing. There's no article you can point to 15 years ago that saw the rise of Netflix. But look at the films they have at London Film Festival. You know, look at The Irishman, look at Marriage Story, look at The Two Popes, look at The King. Like, this is something very interesting that I think is happening in cinema. And the way it goes out into the world, I think if people are going to watch it on their TVs, hey, it's not as good as the cinema, but put your headphones on and take the motion smoothing off, and then you can enjoy the movie.
All right, fantastic. Lovely to meet you. Thanks so much for your time. Thanks.
And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.